The epistle for this vigil of the Nativity of our Lord is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he hath promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who is made to him of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was predestinated the Son of God, in power according to the Spirit of sanctification by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith in all nations, for his name among whom are you also called, of Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. When Mary, the mother of Jesus, was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Whereupon Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing publicly to expose her, was minded to put her away privately. But whilst he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in his sleep, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take Mary unto thee, to be thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Joseph, her husband, being a just man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, what a unique Advent it is. The fourth Sunday of Advent is also Christmas Eve. And whenever we find ourselves in these unique times in the liturgical calendar, you also find that certain things are highlighted that wouldn't otherwise be. Certain things are brought forward which perhaps we wouldn't consider. And today is one of those days, I think. At least it is for me. The thing that seems to be highlighted is that position of St. Joseph. On the vigil of Christmas, we are called to take a look at St. Joseph, his predicament. We often consider St. Joseph just as part of a nativity scene. We don't really take the time to consider what he went through and how he is promoted to us. Today, of course, we read in the Gospel how he was a just man, wanting to fulfill the law, found his spouse, seemingly violating their promises to each other, heartbroken at the unfaithfulness or the what seemed like unfaithfulness. And he had an option. He could expose her, and not just shame would not just be her punishment, but also death, or put her away privately. That was his right under the Mosaic law. And he decided that he was going to put her away privately until an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream and told him what was taking place. That his job or his vocation would be to be the protector of the God-made man and the Queen of heaven and earth. Now you would think that there would be relief, and I'm sure there was a bit of relief, only to be exchanged with a great burden. Relieved that there was not unfaithfulness, that those things that had broke his heart were not the reality of what was. But now, he was just a simple carpenter. He wasn't a soldier. He wasn't a man of great wealth. And yet he was called by God to protect the Mother of God and her Son, God incarnate. I can't imagine what type of struggle he must have gone through and trying to wrap his mind around it. But the one thing, we don't know very much of St. Joseph where it concerns Scripture. But we do know that he was a just man, and he was a carpenter. What is a just man? A just man is one who really wants to do God's will. One who is selfless, doesn't justify things for their own benefit. No, a just man puts God first, always first. And so, when St. Joseph heard of his new vocation, he embraced it. Not knowing how he would fulfill it, he embraced it because it was God's will. Consider the other events in St. Joseph's life that we know of. That trip that he's taking because of some demigod in far off Rome wants to count how many people are under his rule. And he, St. Joseph, knows that has the Queen of Heaven and Earth and the God made man soon to be born. And there he is on a humble little donkey taken into Bethlehem in order to fulfill the scriptures. St. Joseph and the Holy Family lived the scriptures before Christ spoke them, where it says, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." St. Joseph also, in heading into Bethlehem and knocking on the doors, found that at each place they said, "There's no room for you here. We don't have a place for you here." Only to find that there was a place in a cave used for animals. And this is where God was to be born. You can imagine the work that St. Joseph got to prepare that cave, trying to clean it up to the best of his ability, and thinking himself to be an absolute failure because of the place that the Queen of Heaven and Earth, the Queen of Angels and Men, would give birth to the God-made man. And if that was not enough, soon as St. Joseph got settled and they were about ready to go back to Nazareth, something else takes place. An angel comes and disturbs Joseph's sleep again by a dream, telling him, "Get up quickly, take the mother and the child, and flee into Egypt. Herod seeks the life." Can you imagine, you who had children, if somebody or an angel came to you and asked and told you that someone's seeking the life of your child, you have to flee? I often wondered if St. Joseph knew how to wield a sword, or had one even. Oh, he had a hammer and a chisel, but a sword? Yet Holy Mother of the Church points to St. Joseph as the terror of demons, the protector of Holy Church. And to us, she says, "Go to Joseph. You have problems? Go to Joseph. He knows how to take care of problems. He took care of the problems that I gave to him. Go to Joseph and do all he shall say to you." And I think on this Christmas Eve, that's what we need to do. As he cleaned up that stinking cave, which was symbolic of our hearts with our fallen human nature and our self-will and selfishness, he can help us clean up our hearts so that Christ can be born more perfectly in our hearts this Christmas Day coming up tomorrow. This is what I think Holy Mother of the Church is trying to remind us about. St. Joseph is not just a figure in a nativity set. St. Joseph is part of the Holy Family given to us for our example, for our benefit, and to help us. Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, we love thee, save souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.